You are listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast, episode 11. I'm Amy Nolan, and today we're talking with Direct Colors General Manager Shauna Turner about how to remove oil stains from concrete. Let's get started. Hey everybody, Amy Nolan here. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. One of the biggest challenges to acid staining garage floors, driveways, and patios are oil stains on the concrete. Motor oil, vegetable oil, and animal fats, if the spill is around the barbecue, can be very challenging to remove, and unless properly removed, will prevent acid stain, concrete stains, or sealer from penetrating the concrete. Shauna Turner is here to talk about how to successfully dissolve oils in the concrete surface before staining and sealing. Welcome, Shauna. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Now, tell us why it's important to remove the oil stains in the first place.
Well, oil can penetrate deeply into the concrete, so it's important to clean up a spill quickly. Once oil has entered the concrete pores, nothing else can penetrate or adhere on top of it. So basically, the stain won't take to the concrete, and the sealer will likely bubble up or flake off after application. Not at all the desired outcome for sure.
How do you know you have oil in the concrete surface?
Water will often bead up over an oil stain or display a slight rainbow sheen when it's wet. That's probably the best way to determine if you've got a stain that requires additional cleaning. Sometimes an old oil stain will still be visible, but nothing remains in the concrete surface, so it's as ready to stain as it's going to get at that point.
So what's the first step in the process?
Clean the concrete with a solution of DCI concrete degreaser cleaner and water. Observe after cleaning whether the water is beading up over any oil spill area. If there's no indication of a spill that needs attention, rinse the concrete thoroughly, allow it to dry, and proceed with staining. If some evidence of beading or an oil sheen exists, we recommend another cleaning step. Purchase a bag of oil absorbent, such as Oil Dry, and create a mound of the material over the spill area. Pour a solvent, odorless mineral spirits or xylene are the ones I most commonly use, over the mound and leave until completely dry. Solvents can generally be purchased at your local Ace Hardware, True Value. That's a good source for such materials. Once the solvent has evaporated, sweep the oil dry away and dispose of responsibly. Clean again with a degreaser and water solution, rinse, and look for beading. Success is unlikely to be a perfect concrete slab with no signs of any staining. In most cases, the oil stain may be visible, but there is no beading or rainbow sheen, so the concrete can be stained and sealed successfully.
What if it doesn't? What then?
Sometimes it does take more than one application to completely remove the oil from the concrete surface. Repeat the steps until the beading and/or sheen disappear. The process may need to be repeated up to 4 times if the oil stain is particularly large or very old. Vegetable oil, oddly enough, is one of the most difficult oils to dissolve and sometimes requires mechanical abrasion using a floor sander and a 50 grit pad to finally resolve it. For outdoor concrete in general and garage floors specifically, I recommend the sprayable satin finish sealer for safety when wet, ease of application, and fast repair should damage occur. And let's face it, in a garage, you just never know what's going to happen.
What can customers do about unsightly oil stains that might be ready to color but still can be seen in the concrete?
I would definitely complete the floor prep work before placing an order for product. Select acid stain or liquid colored antique colors that will help mask the appearance of the oil so it will be less noticeable overall. Keep in mind that with few exceptions, most concrete is covered with patio furniture, storage, or other things that make oil stains less apparent when you begin living on the concrete.
Thank you for joining us today, Shauna, and thank you for these helpful DIY tips. If you have a specific project you'd like advice on, give us a call at 877-255-2656 to speak directly to a technician or complete a free online design consultation, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.